This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is so much to worry about in this world, but here's something that got better, at least temporarily. Loads of companies last year kicked in extra money to pay their people once they retire. I'm talking about the traditional pension plans, where it's up to the company to sock away the money. It's one of the many unintended but interesting consequences of America's big tax overhaul passed by Republicans in Congress that we continue to cover on this program. For instance, companies have been boosting their share prices by purchasing gobs of the company's own stock. Some workers got one-time bonuses. And Dan Lynch at the Wisconsin School of Business has been studying the retirement contribution part of this. He and his colleagues examined more than 400 firms. Professor Lynch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, I mean, we've heard stock buybacks are big with the tax windfall, but what, also companies are topping up their pension plans?
Yeah, so what we found in our study is there's this incentive to accelerate tax deductions because there's a higher tax rate in 2017, the 35% versus the 21% in 2018 and going forward. So one of the tax deductions is making your cash contribution to your defined benefit pension plan. What we find in this study is a pretty large increase of contributions into these defined benefit pension plans consistent with this tax incentive.
So first of all, the defined benefit pension plans, these are the more traditional plans where the company agrees to pay you hopefully guaranteed amounts when you get to retirement, right?
Correct. That's the more traditional. They make the commitment and they have the obligation to pay you a defined benefit.
So an interesting, I guess, unintended consequence of the of bringing in the new tax code is that some companies said, all right, we'll take a little bit of this and put more in. What did you find? About more than $6 billion when you tallied it all up, right?
Right. We look at the difference between what they said they were going to put in and what they actually put in 2017. And we're finding they put in about $6.6 billion more than they said they were going to.
So what happens in 2018? Do you have any sense of whether or not we're robbing Peter to pay Paul and it will decelerate in 2018?
You know, we don't really have the data on actual 2018 contributions yet. It's going to be an interesting question of, you know, is this just a timing story or are we going to see this permanent increase in the funding of these defined benefit pension plans?
Did they think about defined benefit pension plans in the 2018 overhaul? In other words, are there other incentives to do it now that the new tax regime is in place?
Not really. You know, this is why I think it's an interesting unintended consequence. When we go back and read about all the debate leading up to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, there wasn't a lot of talk about accelerating pension contributions.
Professor Dan Lynch at the Wisconsin School of Business, along with Fabio Gartner and Mary Vernon, did the research showing companies boosting their pension payments in the tax year that preceded this tax overhaul. Professor Lynch, thank you for this.
Thank you so much for having me on.